Terry Ungarian is the Reeve of the County of Northern Lights, and he joins us on the line today. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. In the County of Northern Lights, I very simply ask, how went 2024?
Well, 2024, we had a lot going on. I guess probably one of the bigger events that we had was hiring of a new CEO. Our previous CEO of 20 years gave retirement notice in late 2023, and so we got on a search for a new one, and he started working for us in May of 2024, so we were quite excited about having him come on board.
How has been the transition for him being CAO?
Yeah, I think it's going very well. He's got a great management team working under him to kind of guide him through that, and I think I'll say a good counsel as well to work with. So those are great assets to make the transition go as smooth as you probably could expect.
A lot of things are happening here, Your Worship, as far as the projects are concerned in the County of Northern Lights, like pipelines are happening. The possibility of nuclear power is coming to the area, and I've heard that the County of Northern Lights is on board. Should that happen, how goes, in your mind, the progress of the projects that are happening and about to happen?
Yeah, so there's no real big pipeline projects going on at the moment. We had a major pipeline go through in 2023. That was wrapped up then, so that's all been completed. Reclamation has all been done, and so that's good. I mean, the forest industry is in full gear now for the winter harvest, so very active on the two big mills in our municipality, Mercer and West Fraser. And yeah, we've heard rumblings of a nuclear project wanting to come to the region, so we've actually collaborated with four of our municipal partners in the region: the Town of Peace River, Town of Grimshaw, MD of Peace, and Northern Sunrise County, to form what we call a regional energy committee, just to kind of be kind of stay in tune with what's possibly going to be happening. We see that this could be a very big economic boon to the region, so we want to kind of stay in touch with it. And as far as what's happening, well, it's still kind of in the hands of the proponent who's been proposing this project, and they're doing their work in the background of getting environmental assessments, so all the assessments, I guess, you know, all the consultation assessments that are necessary. So really, I mean, from a municipal level, we're kind of just observers. I mean, we kind of advocate for economic development, and this would be truly a huge economic development, so we have no real say in who builds it, where they build it. We don't finance it. I mean, those are all things that are done by industry and by higher levels of government. So we just kind of reap the benefits of having large projects come into our region.
Those large projects, in your mind, do you think the new artificial intelligence center that's proposed for near Grand Prairie might help kickstart some of those projects, not only in that area, but as far away as the County of Northern Lights and beyond?
Well, absolutely it will. I mean, a project that was announced in MD of Greenview, I mean, that's so huge, that's going to have a ripple effect on the whole province and definitely on the north. And, I mean, that would play into having another power supply, whether it be nuclear or natural gas or combination of everything. So it's going to be a huge demand on the power system. So I think it actually probably benefits a project that's been proposed in our region, that like the nuclear generation plant. So I think that we could end up seeing, you know, I mean, these are both projects that are long ways out from ever coming into being. They're just a long timeline on them, but if they both would happen, that would be a huge multi-billion dollar investment in the north, something that the province has never seen before, that maybe all of Canada has never seen before. So it's excited, but we're being cautiously optimistic. I mean, it's a long way from ever having anything come out the other end of it yet.
I know the County of Northern Lights and representatives from CNL were at the Rural Municipalities Association convention in Red Deer, which was just recent. I know you guys were there. How was networking? How was collaboration? How was the convention? What was discussed?
Yeah, so you're referring to the Rural Municipalities of Alberta that was held in Edmonton, not Red Deer. But yeah, it was a great conference. They always are. I always look forward to them. Lots of networking, just good to catch up with fellow municipal councillors, provincial representatives, like MLAs, ministers, and industry people. So yeah, it was great. I mean, some of the highlights there were our municipality brought forward two resolutions to the resolution session. One passed, one had a majority vote, but not the three-fifths majority that was required, so it actually failed. I mean, it was close. And then the other highlight was we've elected a new president of our association and also a new vice president of our association. So, yeah, so some changes going on within the governance structure of it, but looking forward to continue to work with those folks.
In your estimation, Your Worship, how bright do things look in the County of Northern Lights for 2025?
Well, I mean, that's always hard to measure how bright they look, but I mean, we always, we maintain a fairly high level of service for our residents in so many different things, and we our goal is to maintain those service levels, and you know, with the inflation and assessment kind of staying static, it's not a real good equation for the finance side of it. So there are some struggles when we had our budget deliberations, but I think we're going to come out of it okay. So is it looking bright? Yeah, I think we're going to look fine, and just look forward to the challenges that lie ahead, because we know that they're coming, and there's a way to always deal through them.
Terry Ungarian is the Reeve of the County of Northern Lights. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, Your Worship.
Yeah, well, thanks for checking in on us.